Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
You are now tuned in and listening to the Monday night 8:30 Avon Motivational Radio Show. And as you know, each week we present to you a fantastic show with fantastic guests to help bring your business, your Avon business, to the next level. I hope you all had a wonderful week. As you know, this is the week that we place our Avon orders. I hope everybody was able to do that on time. And if you haven't placed your orders, you still have a little bit more time, place your orders today. And if you don't have an order for whatever reason, then at least place an order for your brochure, because if you don't have brochures, then your store is closed and your customers can't buy and they don't know what wonderful products that you may have to offer. So at least always order your books if you don't have an order. But I know each person who's listening to this call certainly has an Avon order. So with that, we're going to move on. We have a fantastic show planned for you today. We have Linda, who is a senior exec unit leader, and I'm just so excited to have her on the call. Every time we have meetings and Linda's being called or recognized, you know, she has a fantastic cheering squad there, you know, cheering her on. So without any further ado, I'm going to plug Linda in and have Linda tell us a little bit about her Avon journey, how she accomplished what she has accomplished, and how long she has been an Avon representative. So let's plug Linda in. Hey,
Pat.
Linda. Yeah.
Am
hi.
I on?
How
hi. How are you?
Oh.
This is so cool.
Oh, great. I'm so glad.
Broadcasting
like
from my bedroom in New Rochelle, New York.
Oh. And I'm in my little home office on the computer, and I'm so glad to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just, for the longest. Yeah,
you know what? Just got back from Alaska.
Wow.
It was wonderful. So I'd like to tell everybody to take advantage
Please.
Of those incentives, because you could win a trip, and next year's Hawaii, so everybody should be thinking about that.
Yes.
And Avon really knows how to throw a party. Let me tell you, every day they gave us gifts. There were like little incentives and surprises. And it was really, really a nice experience. And it was my first trip. So I really, really enjoyed it. And you got to meet a lot of representatives from all across the country. There must have been over 600 representatives on the ship. So we, needless to say, overtook the ship.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was really nice.
Well, before we get into the show, tell us a little bit about your Avon journey. For how long have you been doing Avon, number one?
Okay. I've been doing Avon 8 years. I actually was living in Rye, and I had lost my job. My background was facilities maintenance and construction. I used to travel and open up stores. And after September 11th, I lost my job, and I was living in Rye. And my husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, said to me, why don't you get a job at the Avon office? And I was like, you know, I'm not really an Avon customer. I'm not really familiar with the product. He said to me, well, you know, there's a market for it and people buy it. Why don't you look into it? So I went. I got a part-time job over at the office in Rye on Midland Avenue. And I was working in the logistics department. And what I found very odd was that there wasn't a lot of people that were selling it. They were just working there. And here's, you know, the number one direct marketing company, and people aren't selling it. They're just working there. So I answered a Penny Saver ad, paid my $10, and signed up to sell Avon. Yeah.
Wow.
And I would get in my car, and I would drive, you know, because I didn't really know anybody, and I just kind of would get in the car and drive from Rye up to New Rochelle, up, you know, Palmer, and loop around Post Road, and I would stop at every supermarket, dry cleaner, laundromat, and be like, hi, I'm Linda with Avon. Can I show you a brochure? Hi, I'm Linda with Avon. Can I show you a brochure? And that's how I just, you know, seriously, just started, and, you know, I did it diligently. I would go, I'd, you know, canvas, and I sold predominantly for, like, the first year, and then I got involved in leadership. So it took me a little bit longer to get into leadership, so but once I got in, I was sold on it, because what a great way to make residual income and just really to earn a living. I mean, you know, if anybody would have told me that I'd be earning a living selling Avon, I would have looked at them like they had three heads. So needless to say, I'm very happy that I'm, you know, in the position that I am, and I'm just going to keep growing and growing, and, you know, I'm very excited.
Well, good for you. Good for you. You know, I have a question, because
sure.
You know, it's interesting. I hear a lot of our top sellers say this, mention the same thing. They said that they became an Avon representative, however, whether they were invited to become an Avon representative or whatever, but they did not take advantage of the leadership program at first either. Why was that? Why did you not take that initial step?
First of all, I was still working. So I was working, and I was selling, and I don't know if I necessarily thought I would really be able to do it, so I was kind of on the fence with it. But as I was selling it, I was like, my district manager was like, you know, you should really try leadership, you know, you can make some extra money. And I was like, okay, let me see, because I didn't really have like a support system. Like, everybody I found or recruited was new, like off the street. I mean, literally, when they say you could sell Avon from the street, you really can. So, and you could also recruit from the street. So we used to go to the train station and stop people from coming, you know, coming off the trains and handing out books and, you know, just talking to people. And, you know, but once I started it, it was my district manager. She suggested, she goes, why don't you try it? You know, you could talk to people. You're not shy. I'm like, yes, I am. And she's like, no, you're not. So I mean, once I started, I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was nice meeting all different people. You really become friends with people. You know, you get involved in each other's lives. You help each other. I mean, Avon really, it makes a difference in people's lives. That's all I can say. I know it made a difference in mine, and I know people that I work with that are on my team that it makes a difference in theirs too. And there's just so much opportunity available to us.
Let me
so
ask
that's
a question.
That. Sure.
When you decided to go for that big trip, Alaska, how did you prepare yourself for that?
Okay. So with Alaska, there were, you know, with any incentive, there's always criteria. So first you had to identify what your criteria was. Then I sat down with my leaders and identified what they needed to do in order for them to accomplish certain incentives that would then enable me to get to Alaska. And that's basically what we did. I partnered with all my unit leaders and my executive and helped them make their goals, which enabled me to make my goal, because I was able to go just solely by sustaining my senior level. I didn't have to sell. It was just basically being a senior. So all I needed to do was assist my people to do what they needed to do, and they made their money, you know what I'm saying? But now, next year, I want them to be seen. I want seniors on my team. I want them to come to Hawaii. You know, you can make it by being from the leadership end, or you can make it from the sales end. You know, at least you have two options.
You said that when you started your business, you literally started on the street. And many times when I'm sure people who are on this call, many times when we interview a person or suggest to a person that they should be, they should think of the possibility of becoming an Avon rep. And one of the things that we often hear is, oh, I don't know anybody, yada, yada, yada. And you said you did it off the street. So how do you approach people off the street? I know you took people from you got information by giving people your brochures.
Yeah.
You take names and numbers. How do you do that?
Oh, yeah. Basically, what I would do is I was more comfortable walking in and out of businesses. So I would walk into an establishment and, you know, approach the sales girl, just have a conversation, and then just be like, it would be one of two ways. It would be like, do you work here full time? Are you, you know, you're happy working here? You know, do you think you might be interested in making some extra money? I have an opportunity I'd like to share with you. That would be one way. Or the other way would be, you know, I'm an Avon representative. I have my brochure. Would you be interested in taking a look? Why don't you hold on to it? Maybe you might want to buy something. You know, when was the last time you saw a brochure? So it depended on the person that was in front of me. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. There were plenty of times when I would say, oh, hi, you know, I'm Linda with Avon. I'd love to offer you one of my brochures. They're like, oh, no, thank you. I don't wear makeup. And I'd be like, oh, we're not just makeup. We're so much more than makeup.
Right.
You know, you're not going to get everybody.
Right.
But the key is not to get discouraged and not to get shot down by people. Some people will be rude, but not mostly. Most of the time people are nice. You know what I mean? They're usually like in a rush or something. And another thing is to try to schedule it when it's not crazy. Like, don't go into a place of business during lunchtime or the height of their business. Go when it's a little bit slow. So that way they do have time to talk to you. You
so
know?
You say something more like 10
o'clock
in the morning.
I'd always go into businesses because I like to shop. So needless to say, I would go in and do some shopping and then kind of segue into my Avon. I was at the Westchester 2 weeks ago. I had to take my niece on a play date, and I had 2 hours to kill. And I was walking through the Westchester Mall in White Plains, and there was a security guard. I was in the bathroom. And she came in, and she had a headache. She wasn't feeling good. And we just started talking, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have anything to give you. I said, but, you know, why don't you put some cold water on your head? And she was like, yeah, that's a good idea. And I said, by the way, I sell Avon. And needless to say, she's selling. She's my newest recruit. So you never know. You never know where you're going to find your next person.
and you have to open your mouth. That's what
exactly. You need to talk to people. And don't assume that they're going to say no. Assume that they're going to say yes. You know, assume the better. Don't assume the worst.
Stay in the positive. How many people do you have in your downline?
Right now, thanks to the nesting, and that's another thing I always say to people, make sure you're taking advantage of incentives because the nesting opportunity is wonderful. I have 350 people on my team, and I'm shooting for 500 over the next, you know, month or two. That's my goal. So
I am a unit leader, and I have 61 people in my complete downline.
Okay.
And one of the things I struggle with, and I talk to some of the people on my team, is trying to connect. You know, you sign someone up, and you know, you want to, you know, you give them a couple.
I know,
days,
and then you never see them again.
And you try to make those phone calls, and they don't answer your phone call. What do you do? I mean, how do you maintain your people?
What I started doing is I try to identify the best way to reach them. So I'll ask them, what's the best way for me to reach you? Phone, email, text. Tell me, and that's the way I'll reach out to you.
Wow.
I still believe in making phone calls. I feel that at least if you're leaving a message, they might not be picking up, but they'll hear it. Not everybody reads their emails, and sometimes it goes into spam, so you don't know if they're getting it. At least if you pick up the phone and make that phone call, you know, a lot of people are afraid to make phone calls because they're just afraid of that interaction, that talking. So I told one of my unit leaders, I said, you know, call when you know she's not home. Just leave the message. So this way you're at least getting that information out to her, you know. Sometimes we'll drop information off at people's homes because, you know, they're low. You know, they live here. They're right in our neighborhood, most of them. Not everybody, but a good portion of them. I really think it's important to call people, to pick up the phone and to talk. I really do. I know it's the age of texting and email and all that kind of stuff, but I really believe in phone calls.
I try to do both. I call, email. I do a newsletter.
Yeah.
Text. And you know, so at least I'm connected. But
sometimes you might have somebody else make the phone call. You know, sometimes, like, you know, if you're trying to reach somebody, you know, somebody else makes the phone call on your team. And, you know, it really depends. Like, if it's a lead and you're trying to get somebody, you know, to sign up and, you know, they're on the fence, you know, it depends. You know, you do what you can. You can't get everybody. But at least if you make that phone call and you leave that information, you know you did your part. You got it out to them.
Did a good job, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So true.
So, but I will say, I pretty much with my team, I mean, I have reached out to every single person. That doesn't mean I've spoken to every one of them, but they definitely have gotten emails or phone calls or postcards or something from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important.
And you have almost 500 people.
That's going to be my goal.
Yeah, you're very close to your goal.
I'm going to hopefully.
How do you manage to make that call to all those people?
Well, I actually, when I came back from Alaska, because, you know, when you come back from all these trips, you pick up tips and everything from, you know, senior staff and from other representatives, and you try to implement it. So the new thing that I said to all my people, I was like, I'm going to require that you see me at least once a week for 1 hour. And if you can't see me, then we're talking on the phone. For 1 hour, I said, if you want to build your business, I need a commitment of 1 hour a week, whether it's in person or over the phone. And then that way we could go over all your people and what, you know, what challenges you have with your people, because they should be communicating with their people also. And that's empowering them because they need to have that, you know, rapport with their people. Because the more power and information you give to your you know, your support staff, the more successful you're going to be. I mean, the more they sell, the more the upline makes. And then if they're selling more and they're making more, they'll continue to sell. That's you know, the game plan. That's why with the 40%, you really should be holding their hands at four campaigns, because you want to work with them to get to $425 so they continue to sell. They're not making money, they're not going to stay with it.
This is so true.
You know, except for the people that do it because they just love the product and they want the discount. You know what I mean? That's a different person. You know what I mean? But a person signing up to sell is trying to make money, and it's our job to give them the tools to make them successful. You shouldn't just sign somebody up and then you don't talk to them or see them again. That's not doing them a service.
No, it really isn't. And I would never do that. And I'm sure people who are listening on the phone will never do, on the radio would never
do that.
Don't
ever do that.
Never. But you know, you want your recruits, your new recruits, you want them to be engaged. You know that when you first recruit them, it's just so overwhelming. It's just so much.
I know.
First.
Well, with the new appointing process, really, I mean, the way they've, the new appointment kit, have you seen it?
Yeah, I love it.
I found it a little daunting at first because I was so used to the other one.
Uh-huh.
But now that I'm, you know, comfortable with it, I mean, really an appointment should take 30 to 40 minutes. And it's really more about the representative than us. So it's really identifying their dreams and goals.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean? So really when they walk away from that appointment, it's really the follow-up appointment that you have to be more engaging with them. And one thing that we do is we don't give them both campaigns of books. We just give them one campaign, so that way we have to see them again.
Mm-hmm.
So we try doing that. That's been working because then they need their books for the second campaign. So it kind of like, you know, kind of forces them to have to see you, which is good.
Right.
Oh, you know, so we try everything.
But you don't give them all their books.
You know, it depends where the person lives. If it's somebody that I'm meeting that's like a half hour away, I give them their books, both campaigns. If it's somebody that literally lives like, you know, within 5 minutes of where I am, I'll give them maybe just the first campaign so that way I could see them again. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like an extra, it's just kind of like, it really depends on the person that's in front of you. You know what I mean? You can't read everybody. It's just, you know, sometimes you want to just try to have like that extra assurance that you're going to see them again.
Do you meet people in their homes, or do you meet them at a location or?
Okay. I'm not a big home person. I really don't like to go to people's houses. I do.
There's a There's a relative on the radio right now listening, and she's the same way. So I know Chuck.
Yeah, I'm not a big home person. However, I have gone to people's homes. I'm a big Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks person. So I'll meet people at Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks. And what I always say is it's great because you're sitting there, you put your books on the table while you're waiting for your appointment, and hopefully you pick up a customer or a possible lead, you know, while you're there. Mm-hmm. So it's, wow. You know, I will go to somebody's house. I just find that when you go to somebody's house, most of the time they're distracted with what's going on in their house,
mm-hmm.
you know. Mm-hmm. So that's why I tend not to go. I feel like you can get them out of the house, away from the kids or away from whoever, away from the phone. You have them for that 30 minutes, you know, you have more of their attention. So I do go to their house, but I try not to. I'm more public places.
Hmm. And do you have a lot of no-shows?
No, I've had people that I've called and made appointments and then called them back and wasn't able to reach them to confirm the appointment. So then that would be a no-show, but I didn't go. I've had it where I've gone, like the person telling me literally they're down the block and they never show up. I've had that happen, yeah. But, you know, I work out of the training center in New Rochelle on Main Street, so if they don't show up, it's not the worst thing in the world. I'm still there doing my thing. So that's another thing. I try to make it convenient where I'm going there anyway. So in the event that they don't show up or I get stood up, I'm still able to do something else that's a benefit to my business.
Okay.
You know, because you need to make yourself available to them and their schedule. However, you know, your time is worth money, too. And, you know, you don't want to drive. You know, like with the redistricting, right? I'll give you an example. With the redistricting right now, I live in New Rochelle. 95% of my leads are Stamford and Norwalk. Okay, so now I'm driving to Stamford every week to go do appointments. Now, granted, it's only a 20-minute ride, but still, I don't want to have to drive to Stamford if the person's not going to show up, you know? So, but I mean, I try to, you know, as much as I can. Like, I'm like, if you need to cancel or for whatever reason, just please call me by, like, 9:30 so I don't drive there. Have a courtesy. And that's been working. That's been working. Like, I've had people call up and say, oh, you know, I have to cancel or, you know, reschedule. So, knock wood, I haven't been stood up lately. So.
Wow. So that must be a big, big, major, major adjustment for you.
You know what? It's a different environment. I like it because it's a new area for me. And there's just so much opportunity in different areas when you haven't been to them before. So, yeah, I mean, our district goes, you know, Champlain goes all the way up to, what, the Canadian border. So we have, like, the whole Connecticut, you know, I think all the way up to Norwalk or Ridgefield or, you know, there's a long line of, you know, towns that I never went to before.
Yeah,
so.
Heard of.
yeah, you know, so. But I do most of my my recruiting, you know, locally. From, you know, anywhere from, like, you know, the Bronx, like Co-op City area, Port Chester, New Rochelle, you know, Mount Vernon.
What do you do? Do you go and do you go out and just go out recruiting or, like, go to certain areas, stand in front of the store and just try to recruit or you try to do
it? I try to schedule going out with my unit leaders, or they're not available, I'll go out with my district manager. I try to go out at least two or three times a week for a couple of hours, and we'll go to a different neighborhood, and we'll just, you know, set up shop in a local coffee shop, or we'll walk around and engage people on the street. Depends on the weather also. So if it's not a nice day, you know, you try to be inside in a mall, or, you know, if it's a nice day, you could be walking. And you take an area, you target an area, canvas an area, and then go back and visit it again the following week.
When you said,
and if you don't get a recruit, you might get a customer.
You might get a customer, absolutely right.
Yeah.
You said you go in a coffee shop. You go like in a Dunkin' Donut, and you just service the people while you're there.
Oh yeah. Just sit down, have a coffee, set up shop right on a table, local table, and just engage the people that are there coming in. Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yep. And they don't bother you. they don't bother you. They don't, like, you know, say, oh, you know, don't solicit my customers. You know, I mean, we buy coffee and have, like, some donuts. So it's like we're also, you know, we're you know, patronizing their establishments. Like, we're just sitting there and, you know, soliciting.
And so when people come in, you just stand up and walk over to them and...
Sometimes, you know, if we're sitting there and then, you know, just walk over to somebody and hand them a brochure, or they'll see the stuff on the table and then they'll just come over to us. I have that happen all the time. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh.
And another thing I'll tell you, which is really great, branding is really important. You should be wearing an Avon pin with your name on it. I wear, you know, my recruiting pin. And I can't tell you, I was in the Westchester. I was in Nordstrom's, okay? And where was I? I don't know, one of the departments in Nordstrom's. And I was buying something, and the woman was like, oh, no, not Nordstrom's, sorry, I was in Chico's. And I was buying a shirt. And the woman saw my name badge, and she's like, oh, what company do you work for? I said, Avon. She goes, oh, I love Avon. Do you have a book? I was like, sure. Now, I wasn't even soliciting her. She came to me.
Right.
And the point being that I had my information on my chest. I was non-threatening, yet I made it available that people saw that I was a representative, and if they wanted a brochure, by all means, here you go. So now I know where she is, and I could go follow up with her this week, you know, and just kind of like plant the seed. I didn't get the opportunity to really solicit her for recruiting, but she has my book. She has my information. I could go back and be like, oh, hey, by the way, you know, maybe you might be interested in selling since you love the product so much.
Well, that's a very good idea.
Everybody's a potential customer. You never know. Or a potential recruit. I went canvassing about a month ago in Rye Ridge Shopping Center in Rybrook with my district manager, and we just went walking around handing out books. It was a really hot day, and we must have handed out about 100 books, 150 books. We just put them out in a building, you know, medical buildings, whatever, and I got a phone. By the time I left and got back to my car, I already had gotten a phone call from somebody that lost their rep and needed a new representative. And this woman's ordered for me already 3 times. So,
yeah,
I didn't get a recruit, but I got a new customer.
You got a new customer out of the deal.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, either, I mean, it's always benefiting your business. So that, you know, that justified my time, you know.
So what advice would you give recruits who are trying to build their business? Not only just build a business, but try to make it to the next level in their
consistency. You have to be consistent, you have to be diligent, and you have to put some time into it. You can't expect to recruit people and not go out and look for them. So you need to spend some time, you need to give some time to your business, ask for referrals from your existing reps or existing customers. Customers are the best people to turn into representatives because they already love the product. So if you have a customer that's in an environment where, you know, that if you have customers like in one location, let's say you had a dentist's office and you had 3 or 4 girls there that were already buying, maybe you try to entice one of the people there to become a representative. Now, yes, you lose them as a customer, but you've gained them as a representative, and you earn off of them with commission.
Right.
You know, so you can try that. But basically, for me, it's just being consistency. You have to be consistent and diligent. You have to put some time into your business. It doesn't have to be 8 hours a day, but you have to put some time into it. You have to have a commitment to your business, and you have to believe that you can do it. Because you can do it. So as long as you believe that you can do it and, you know, and take steps to make it happen, it will happen. But you do have to put some time into it. I had a meeting earlier today with one of my unit leaders, and I said to her, what would you like to get out of your business? And I said, give me a dollar amount you'd like to make every month. And she said, $500. I said, okay. I said, how much time do you put into your Avon business as a unit leader? And she said, oh, maybe a couple of hours a week. I said, really? I said, that's it? She goes, yeah, I'm lazy. I said, oh. I said, okay. I said, would you be willing to give me an hour a week? And would you be willing to give your business an hour a day? And she said, yes. I said, okay, well, I promise you that if you give your business an hour a day and give me an hour a week, you will see that $500 within the next 3 to 4 months. But you have to give me that commitment and not be lazy. And remember, that hour doesn't mean that you have to be on the street soliciting. That hour could be, you know, making phone calls, sending emails, calling other businesses and trying to partner, doing, you know, job fairs, getting tables at senior centers, doing, you know, flea markets. It could be a number of things, but it's something, you know, going on social media networks and, you know, and networking. But it needs to be something pertaining to your Avon business.
Would you say that when you go to senior establishments, whether it's a hospital or facility, are you going there to solicit or are you going to do demonstrations?
I've done both. Depending upon the environment, I've done job fairs where you solicit, meaning
right.
that you're going in there to offer the opportunity.
Right.
Senior centers, I've gone and done demonstrations and then had the product available for sale.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a makeup artist. So for me, mm-hmm. I've done the fragrances, like, you know, sensational fragrance events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've done skincare consultations.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sell. Do you
tell
sell?
About,
so,
tell me. Oh, okay. Sorry, go ahead.
No, so you sell. So you would have a table and you could sell the product.
Mm-hmm.
You do the demonstration and then you sell the product afterwards. It really depends what the person on staff wants. Like some people don't let you solicit. They just
mm-hmm.
want you to come in and do a demonstration and then you could leave your brochures and then the residents will call you if they want to order something.
Now let me ask you a question. You said fragrance sensation. What's that about?
Sensational.
Avon has,
you know, sensational fragrance where they had the, you know, the five questions, you know, what to identify, like what scent, you know, that's best suited your personality.
Uh-huh.
That's going back like a couple of years, but I still think it's on the website somewhere.
Okay.
I could look for it and see if it's still there and email you.
Well, that would be great. And so you would do a demonstration with that.
You would have, like, the fragrances of all the categories, and then you'd give them a sample and, you know, identify their, you know, their personality, whether they're, you know, soft and sensual, sexy and flirty, you know. You know.
That sounds like
yeah.
that could be really fun.
Yeah. I've done a few of those. Those have been fun. The ladies like that. I've done that at senior centers.
Mm. That sounds a very good idea. We're beyond 9 o'clock. I can't believe it.
I just turned to the clock and said, "Oh my God, it's 9:03, and we're still talking." I'm sorry.
And there's people still hanging on, listening.
So, are there people actually listening?
Oh, yeah, there's people actually listening.
Great. Well, thank you guys for listening.
Any word of advice, because, you know, you have people, these people are listening because they really want to make it.
My word of advice would be, like I said, is to believe in the opportunity and to be consistent and diligent with your business. That's my word of advice, not to give up and to take advantage of all the incentives and to partner with, you know, your upline and partner with your district manager because that's what they're there for. They're there to support your business.
Yeah. And, you know, and if you are the upline, then you should partner with your downline as well.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Pat, for having me.
Thank you so much, Linda. You were a wealth of information. I know
thank
that,
you.
The people, they're still hanging on. So
are you going to Foxwoods?
I am not. No, I'm not going to Foxwoods.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to the Rye Hilton.
Oh, good. Okay, good. I'll see you there then.
Oh, great. Absolutely.
Oh, great.
So, and for those people who, for some reason, may be underneath a rock and don't know what we're talking about Come Home for the Holidays.
Right.
It's coming up on the 29th. Is that what it is?
I think so, yeah. In Foxwoods.
It was a Friday, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, have a nice week.
You
weekend,
too.
Week, whatever day. Well, I don't even know what day today is. I'm like losing track. I'm like, see, when you have your Avon business, every day is a Monday.
Every day is a Monday. I love it.
Have a good night. Thank you.
You too. And everyone have a fantastic week. And we'll see you next week when we have another Avon representative on the line sharing their golden nuggets with us. Okay. If you haven't gotten
signing
your order
off.
Then, signing off.
Signing off. Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night. And if you haven't placed your orders, please, by all means, place your orders now. And if you don't have an order, at least buy books. Without having the books, how can your customers, your existing customers, buy from you? They don't know what the new items are. So you're cheating your customer and you're cheating yourself. So please, if you don't have an order, at least order your books. Have a safe and wonderful week. Talk to you next week, same time, same station. Good night, everyone.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.